Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Longtime Trump ally Roger Stone was sentenced today to 3 years and 4 months in prison for obstruction, witness tampering, and perjury in the Russia probe.
Bloomberg's Eric Larson's on our newsline. Eric, what went into the judge's decision?
Judge Berman Jackson heard arguments from the prosecutors as well as the defense team about why the sentence guideline should be set and enhanced based on the crimes he was convicted of. And she went back into her chambers and came back with her sentence and read it out. There wasn't really a lot of commotion or pandemonium. It was a pretty reserved atmosphere.
Obviously, this was a much shorter sentence than what federal prosecutors had originally recommended.
Right. The original prosecutors on the case had recommended a term of 7 to 9 years. And of course, that was reversed by senior Justice Department officials who recommended a term of 3 to 4 years and triggered a bit of a firestorm over allegations of political interference by Trump, who had tweeted criticism of the case and the sentence proposal and even the judge. But Judge Jackson said during the sentencing that she believed the original suggestion of 7 to 9 years was too long in her view, even though she felt that it was made in good faith and that she rejected any suggestion that those prosecutors had done anything unethical or out of the guidelines of the Justice Department. So she came to their defense, but also agreed with the lower recommendation.
President Trump has been a vocal critic of the case against Roger Stone. He's pardoned several people already this week. Is there a lot of talk about a possible pardon down the line for Roger Stone?
Yeah, a lot of people are predicting that. And some folks that we talked to even said that it could have happened today if Stone had been sent to jail immediately. But the judge said that he would not have to surrender to the jail until she resolves his last-ditch motion for a new trial, which he just filed last week, and that is still pending. So until she resolves that, he can stay free. It wouldn't be surprising to anyone, I think, if Trump issued a pardon.
Bloomberg's Eric Larson. Eric, thanks for joining us.
No problem.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.